The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Taylor Made Sports with Kevin Taylor. I'm your host, Kevin Taylor, coming to you from my hometown, the capital of Georgia, of Atlanta. And on this program, we're rocking the sports bell from the ATL. Make sure to check me out anytime on social media at Kevin Taylor 98 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But don't forget, you can join me during the Game Time Sports Show in Seattle on 1420 KYIZ Twins, ZTwins.com, rather. And I'm on that program from 5 to 5:30 Eastern, 2 to 2:30 Pacific, as we have TaylorMade Tuesdays with JB and KB on the radio station there in Seattle. And also it's heard in Portland on WMBS. So make sure that you check me out on those ways that you can be able to hear me when I speak of Atlanta sports. And when I mean that we're talking sports from Atlanta and around the country, hey, I really do mean it. So check me out on TaylorMade Tuesdays there or here, right here on TaylorMade Sports with Kevin Taylor. Thank you so much for being a part of the program each and every time that you tune in. And, of course, we've got a lot of things to cover on this edition of the show, so let's get right to it. As the number two-ranked Georgia Bulldogs will travel to Columbia, Missouri, to take on the Tigers in a battle of 3-0 teams. Now, the Tigers quarterback Drew Locke is averaging 354 yards passing and 11 touchdowns on the season so far. Georgia is averaging 45 points a game, and Missouri has allowed over 300 yards passing per game. So, of course, you know the edge goes to the Bulldogs there. The Bulldogs are also averaging 272 yards on the ground. Junior running back Elijah Holyfield ran for a career-best 100 yards last week against Middle Tennessee State. Now, Miko Hardman, he leads Georgia in receiving with 12 catches for 187 yards on the season, but is truly a weapon on special teams returning punts and kicks. Kickoff is at 12 noon, and you can watch the game on ESPN. Now, the third-ranked Clemson Tigers, they'll be in Atlanta on Saturday to take on Georgia Tech in one of college football's oldest rivalries at 3:30 at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Some notes regarding this game are it's going to be the 83rd meeting in a series that dates back to 1898. Yes, over 100 years. 1898. 120 years. Can you believe that? Georgia Tech has only played three teams more often than it has played Clemson, Georgia, 112 times, Auburn, 92 times, and Duke, 85 times. Georgia Tech leads the all-time series with Clemson, 50, 30, and two ties, including a 44, 14, and 2 advantage in games played in Atlanta. Now, the Yellow Jackets, they've been dominant over the Tigers at home, and that includes wins in 5 of the last 6 matchups played at Bobby Dodd Stadium. So, hey, looks really good for Tech this year, right? Clemson is the highest-ranked opponent to visit Bobby Dodd Stadium since September 9, 2000, when number 2 Florida State escaped with a 26-21 victory over Georgia Tech. Now, after two straight games on the road, Georgia Tech, they're returning home where they won 9 of their last 10 games, but it's been, you know, dismal on the road as the Jackets have lost 7 in a row. Georgia Tech and Clemson are 2 of only 8 teams that rank among the top 25 nationally in both total offense and defense this season. Georgia Tech is 21st in offense, 23rd in defense. Clemson is 20th in offense, 10th in defense. And Georgia Tech, they're going to be debuting their first Adidas alternate uniform on Saturday. And, of course, it is a homage to Georgia Tech's 1990 National Championship team. The alternate uniform features a gold helmet, blue jersey, and white pants. Now, that's the jersey I really would like for them to see them wear at home on a regular basis. The same combination for the 90s jackets that wore those during their home games as well. And that included a 21-19 victory over Clemson, who was nationally ranked at the time, as their 45-21 win over Nebraska in the 1991 Florida Citrus Bowl, of course, sealed it for their co-championship of that season and the final rankings in the polls. Now, we're going to hear from both head coaches, and I'm going to actually play Dabo Sweeney's press conference that he had earlier this week. It's in his entirety, you know, so I want you to get the full effect of Dabo, because, of course, Dabo, he can be a talker. He can go a good bit. But everything he says in the press conference is vital to, of course, his team's preparation and how they view Georgia Tech. So let's hear from Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney about this week's game.
We are really excited about getting into conference play this week. For us, this is our next goal, to win the division. And I think this is 7 years in a row we've opened up conference play on the road. I'm not sure how we got so lucky with that, but it is what it is. But so it's a challenge. And so to win the division, you've got to be able to win on the road. And you get 8 conference games. You get no mulligans, man. They all count. They all matter. They're all huge. And then you throw in the fact that it's Clemson, Georgia Tech, and you know, one of the better rivalries in this conference, in my opinion. So just a lot at stake on Saturday. And first quarter of our season is over. I think we've learned a lot. I think that we still got a lot of improving to do, and I think we got an eager bunch to do just that, coaches and players, to get better, man. And we're excited about kicking off the second quarter and the challenge that's coming our way Saturday in Atlanta, a place that we really haven't had a ton of success, you know. But this senior class has got a unique opportunity, and they take a lot of pride in their legacy here. And I know that we'll get a tremendous effort from our guys to hopefully play our best game. That's really what our goal is this week, is to apply the lessons that we've learned from the first 3 games. That's what wisdom is, right? It's the application of knowledge. So let's take the knowledge that we've gained from 3 games and let's play with some wisdom. Let's apply it on game day, and let's get better, and let's kick off the second quarter in a really positive way, and by playing our very best football game of the season. That's really what I'm looking for. I think we're off to a good start. You know, good meetings around here Sunday and Monday as coaches, and then last night on the field with the guys. I think that they're locked in. They're excited about getting into conference play as well. And, you know, it's amazing how the days just start clicking. And here we are in the game 4, second quarter. So, trying to enjoy all of the journey, too, as we go through it. You know, Georgia Tech is a good football team. I know they're 1-2, and a lot of times that's where people make a mistake, is they just kind of look on a piece of paper and they see a record and they go, okay, well, you know, and it just doesn't work that way. There are no easy outs, and Georgia Tech is one of the most difficult teams that you will play. And we know that because we play them every year, and it is always an incredibly stressful week to play these guys. They do a great job. South Florida's a good football team, and there were some crazy plays in that game. It was kind of back and forth. It was it was less than a 1-score game till right at the end, and they scored late to put it up. I mean, it was that game could have gone to either team. Both teams played incredibly hard. And then same thing at Pitt, 24-19, I think, was the score, 1-score game. They're right there in position to win the game. They had some mishaps. They had a fake punt that didn't go their way and ended up getting beat on the road. So they've had two tough losses on the road, but their team has played incredibly hard. And now they're back at home, and they're getting an opportunity to, play Clemson. And so we know that we've got a huge task in front of us this week. Paul does, like I said, as good of a job as anybody in getting his guys ready to play. And, you know, defensively, they got a new defensive coordinator who came from App, does a good job. They've got a good scheme. And offensively, they've played 2 quarterbacks, and both of them are dangerous. I mean, both those guys can flat out run and find the creases. They're throwing the ball, I think, about 17 times a game, and they've hit some huge plays, massive plays, which typically when they complete one, that's usually what happens. It's usually a big time chunk type play. So that'll be the challenge for us. It's always a challenge defensively to be disciplined. And we did a pretty good job last week. We had a couple times where we didn't have our eyes on the right things and guys got behind us. And you can't get bored doing your job when you maybe don't have a lot of action on the back end. You've got to stay locked in. And then obviously winning up front, staying on our feet and taking on the cut blocks and not letting guys get to the second level, having great pursuit. Because when you do, that's where a lot of the big plays come from, is you'll do a good job on the front side of a play, but you maybe got cut on the backside or you're not quite pursuing like you need to, and then boom, here goes that quarterback cutting up in a crease for 30 yards on you. And maybe it would have been a 10-yard game. So there's just a lot of things that we've got to do a great job of to give ourselves a chance. And then offensively for us, get back to the first couple games and taking care of the football. Got to take care of the ball. I mean, we do a good job with that and win the margin. You know, we might have a turnover somewhere, but let's win the margin. Because when we do, good things usually happen for us. But there's a lot of positives going on right now and a lot to build on as we get into this next phase of our journey here, conference play.
All right. That was Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney about how his team is preparing for Georgia Tech on Saturday. Now, let's hear from Georgia Tech head football coach, Paul Johnson.
Well, certainly we were disappointed in the way we played last weekend, I think especially in the first half. Came out in the second half and played a little better, but we dug ourselves quite a hole and weren't able to get out of the hole. This week will be a tremendous challenge. This might be as talented a team as we've played since I've been here. Defensively, they've got multiple first-round draft picks, and offensively, they've got a great deal of skill. I think their running backs and receivers are as good as anybody in the country. So, be a huge challenge.
Yes, huge challenge indeed for the Jackets coming up on Saturday. Kickoff is at 3:30. You catch the game on ABC. So it should be a good game, and I will be there as well. So make sure that you check out my tweets on Twitter at KevinTaylor98 and keep you abreast of what's going on at Bobby Dodd Stadium. So we should have a good time, no doubt about that. Also coming up on this edition of the program, you're going to be taken on the wet carpet to tee up ATL, the big concert at the College Football Hall of Fame this past Monday night to kick off the 2018 Tour Championship. And the headliner was Big Boy, and we had a great time. And you'll hear my interviews with Greg Garza and Mikey Ambrose of the Atlanta United. Also, Wes Schweitzer, as well as Ryan Schrader and Justin Bethel of the Atlanta Falcons, Lloyd Pierce, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, as well as Bubba Watson. So make sure that you stay right where you are, and that's coming up in just a few minutes as well. But just, to finish up about college football, now Georgia State, they're going to be looking to rebound from a pair of tough road losses, to say the least. They'll be returning home to face Western Michigan on Saturday at Georgia State Stadium. Georgia State and Western Michigan are meeting for the first time, and the Panthers will play the return game in Western Michigan next season on September 14th. Wow, how would they have these games scheduled? The Panthers are 1-1 against the MAC Conference after splitting a pair of games against Ball State in 2015, which Georgia State won 31-19. In 2016, well, Ball State won 31-21 when the Panthers were playing at the Georgia Dome. The Panthers, actually, they feature one of the nation's top receivers in Junior Penny Hart. He ranks first among all active FBS receivers in career receiving yards per game with just over 80. And also, he's second in receptions per game with 5.5, third in receiving yards at 2,415, fifth in receptions with 165, and fourth in touchdown receptions at 18, all in 30 games within his career. So he's had a tremendous career to this point already. Now, Brandon Wright, he leads the nation in an average of 53 yards per punt, which helps Georgia State as they're now 12th in the nation in net punting average at 42.6. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock at Georgia State Stadium, and you can watch the game on ESPN+. Now, other local college games on Saturday include Clark Atlanta. They're traveling just right up I-75 in Kennesaw, Georgia, to face Kennesaw State at 6 o'clock. And Morehouse, they're traveling a little bit farther to Chicago to play Miles College at 3:30 in the 21st annual Chicago Football Classic. So we want to see all of our Atlanta teams do well this weekend for sure. It's TaylorMade Sports with Kevin Taylor. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Of course, you can reach out to me anytime on social media, Twitter, Instagram. It is very easy. It is Kevin Taylor. 98. All right. Now, speaking of football, we're going to shift into another gear of football, and that's with the Atlanta United. Did anybody stay up and watch the game when they played, I think it was Wednesday, against San Jose? I mean, that was something. That was something. Wow. The United, after a long stretch on the road, they'll be returning home on Saturday. I'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as well, so giving you updates when the United return home to face Real Salt Lake. And they're going to be hosting Real Salt Lake, and that game will actually start at 7 p.m. And they're going to be in first place in the Supporters Shield standings with an 18-5-6 record with 60 points, while Real Salt Lake, they sit in fifth place in the Western Conference at 13-10-6 with 45 points. And like I said, it's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be televised by Southeast. So the United, they'll be returning home to play their third match in 8 days after a six-point road trip. And they got wins in Colorado Rapids, San Jose, you know, and just a good road trip for the United. The United battled back from a 3-1 deficit in the second half to come back to win 4-3 against San Jose earlier this week. Real Salt Lake is coming off a 1-1 draw at home against Minnesota last Saturday. So it should be a good matchup for both teams. And like I said, it kicks off at 7 o'clock, and you can watch it on Fox Sports Southeast. So it should be some great, great soccer action, great football action right here in Atlanta coming up this weekend. All right, let's now take you on to the red carpet of the TF ATL concert, as we had a great time, like I told you. And speaking of the Atlanta United, let's start it off with two of their good players that they have on their team that are providing dividends, no doubt. And it's Greg Garza and Mikey Ambrose.
All right, guys, thank you for being here on TaylorMade Sports with Kevin Taylor. We're the TFATL program here on the red carpet. We got two of the Atlanta United stars, and just introduce yourself.
Greg Garza.
And I'm Mikey Ambrose.
All right, Greg, we're going to start with you. You know, just tell us about the season so far. How you enjoyed it? You're in first place.
The season has been absolutely wonderful. Couldn't ask for more, and hopefully you can bring a trophy home to Atlanta.
Yes, yes. And, of course, Mikey, you know, you got a big game coming up this week as well. Just got a preview of it.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully we're in first place, but we'd like to extend that point lead a little bit. So Salt Lake's going to be a tough team, but I think we'll be all right going into the weekend.
Just talk about how Tata keeps you guys ready and also focused as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a good coach. He's such a tactician. He just prepares us so well for each game. And no matter who we're playing against, he always has us just fully 100% ready to go, and we're all usually on the same page.
And, of course, you guys are very humble. Joseph Martinez is playing very well. Just talk about, you know, his style of play right now, because, of course, he's doing phenomenal things on the soccer field.
Yeah, he's a shark. He's a killer. Every chance he has, he takes care of it. And I think we're just very lucky to have him by our side.
And, of course, you go into every game expecting to win.
Very true. Yeah, every game for us, I think right now, is at a mental aspect of where we need complete concentration and to keep that lead, that point lead, as Mikey said. And I think that we're definitely on that road right now, and hopefully we can keep that streak.
But, of course, you're taking it still one game at a time, right?
Very true.
All right. And, of course, you know, you haven't locked up, you know, everything totally, but at the same time, you're still trying to get that goal of, you know, getting that Supporters Shield trophy. And I know it's going to come up, you know, hopefully after this game this week.
Yeah, I think this weekend can definitely be a game for us to really take advantage of that and get a 4-point lead on every other team. And I think this is a very important game against Real Salt Lake this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a pleasure to play in front of these fans. So we love playing at home, and it's like a dream come true to play here in front of them.
All right, before we let you go, any parting words that you'd like to say for the fans here in Atlanta?
Just thank you for all your support, and we can't wait to just keep playing for you in the future.
All right, thanks, guys, for being part of Taylor Made Sports. I'm Kevin Taylor.
Season is like we're a week away from training camp, which is the exciting part, but we got a lot of work to do.
You've added some key pieces, of course, with the 3 draft picks this year. Just tell us about their development in preseason workouts.
You know, it's really about how quickly can they get acclimated. You know, we know as young guys, they've got to learn the physical aspects of it. They got to learn the nutrition aspects of it. They're going to get used to the travel very soon. Basketball is easy, so we just want to get them on the floor, get them accustomed to the things and the discipline that's required for an NBA season.
And, of course, you got a little insanity on the roster with Ben Sanity, Liz Sanity, Ben Carter, Jeremy Lin have been key additions. Have you been able to kind of, you know, monitor their workouts and talk to them as well and see how they're preparing?
Yeah, no, I like how you put that together, the insanity. Vince is in the building. He's here in Atlanta now with his family. Jeremy's been here for a couple weeks. Just trying to get it all together now.
And of course, we're here at the T-Up ATL event, getting ready for the Tour Championship. And do you play a little bit of golf?
Not at all.
I watch it.
I have no skills on the golf course. I will not put myself through that kind of misery. So I like to watch.
Nice. All right, sounds good. Do you have any golfers that you follow or any particular?
I try and just follow the sport. Obviously, there's a big match coming up with Tiger and I think Phil Mickelson, which will be interesting. But I've been following the sport. It seems like every tournament there's a new winner, which keeps the parity of the sport and the parity of the game intact. But I just like watching.
Hey, well, sounds good. And before we let you go, you know, what's the main thing that you want to bring to this young Hawks team that the fans can also be expecting to see in this season?
It's all about competition. There's no other way around it. If you're not competitive, nothing works. And that's how the NBA is. We can talk about excitement and making shots and all of it. We want to bring a competitive team to State Farm Arena every single night, and that's what I plan on doing.
Well, Coach, welcome to Atlanta. We'll see you again at Media Day coming up, and I want you to have a great season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Taylor Made Sports here at T-Up ATL. I'm Kevin Taylor, now joined with Bubba Watson. getting ready for the 2018 Tour Championship. Bubba, how does it feel, you know, getting ready for this week's event?
It feels good. You know, I missed last year, so getting back here is always a pleasure and an honor. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've had a couple top tens the last few times I've played here, and I'd like to kind of lift that trophy on Sunday here.
Of course, you won, you know, more than one major, of course, the Masters, a couple of times. Do you do anything differently to prepare for any of the major tournaments?
No, you do the same thing. You know, each golf course is going to demand something out of you. And around East Lake, it's going to demand a short game because of the way the grass is and the way the ball sits in the grass. So around here, we need to really work on the short game, trying to get that perfected. You know, it's a lot of luck involved, but if you can try to get the technique down just right, you have a better shot at getting up and down out, you know, just off the greens there.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, about the golf course. Is there any particular par or hole that, you know, maybe better than another one, or is it, you know, pretty much even all throughout?
There's a few holes that we know are difficult. 16, 17, and 18, well, now I think that's what, 7, 8, and 9 now because we switched it. But, you know, those are the holes that are definitely you want to par them and try to get out of there. And then now we finish on the par 5. Number 9, R18 now, so you got to get a birdie there.
And of course, if it comes down to say, let's say a playoff, you know, if you're in that situation, do you ever put any maybe pressure on yourself, or you just kind of go into it just flowing as everything comes?
A lot of my victories have been because of a playoff. So what I do is I feel like I've already won because, you know, no matter what, I'll get second place. So, you know, second place ain't too bad, but. So I always feel good. I always have, I'm full of energy and excited to be there. So I never really get nervous once I get in the playoff.
Now, of course, on a lighter note, you're playing golf in Georgia. You know, have you still been keeping up with what's going on there, golf as well as the other sports? How do you feel about it?
I feel good. You know, I think Georgia, the golf team kind of lost a little bit the last few years, but they're coming back strong. Obviously, I was at the national championship game here last year with football. And so I think Kirby's turned it around and got everybody hyped and ready to play, and so it's been fun to watch.
Well, we'll be watching you as well this week here at the Tour Championship over at East Lake Country Club. Hey, well, Bubba, thanks so much for being with us on Television Sports. I'm Kevin Taylor.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks to everyone who stopped by and talked to us on the red carpet this past Monday at the TFATL concert at the College Football Hall of Fame. And we had a great time, and the Tour Championship, hey, it's in full swing over at East Lake Country Club, golf course, rather, just east of Atlanta, and they're having a wonderful time over there. You can catch the event on NBC and also the Golf Channel. And speaking of Bubba Watson, he's not faring too well, actually. He's tied for 21st, so he's pretty much down in the pack here so far on the leaderboard. But going into the weekend, you have actually, you know, some great competitors who are actually tied for typically fourth. You know, Justin Thomas, you know, he's tied there. Let's take a look at some other names here right quick that are tied for the fourth place position. You've got also Billy Horschel. He's tied as well, and he's in a battle for, you know, trying to get into a slot there with some other golfers to try to be able to take the lead into the weekend. You've got Patrick Cantlay. He's also tied for fourth as well. John Rahm, he's tied for fourth. You've got Roy McIlroy in third place. And you've got Justin Rose. He's tied for first. But can you guess who actually is in first ahead of Justin Rose? Yes. -7 with the lead is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods does very well at the East Lake Golf Course, and this year is no exception. He's atop the leaderboard at the end of Friday's action, so we'll see if he can get it done by Sunday to be the Tour Championship champion here in 2018. All right, another group that will be looking to have a championship, and that's the NL East Championship, and that's the Atlanta Braves. The Braves, their number to clinch the division is 4 after their win over Philadelphia on Thursday. They get started again tonight at 7:35 at SunTrust Park. It's the last homestand of the season, so you only have, besides Friday, you have Saturday and Sunday to go out to SunTrust Park and see the Braves in action against Philadelphia. And, of course, these two teams are playing head-to-head, so the number could be down to two if the Braves win on Friday. And, of course, if they win Saturday, Sunday, hey, you know, that's the division right there. And what a great way for them to be able to do it at home in front of their fans. And, wow, that would really be something. That would really be something, you know, for them to be able to get the division during the last homestand of the season. And, you know, this town is behind the Braves. It's been a while since we've had a lot of excitement, you know, behind the Braves. It's been a lot of years. But this year, I think they can get the job done. I know they can get the job done. So this is a young team. It's not going to be a situation where I think Philadelphia is going to come back and win the last three games of the season, of the series, rather. But the Braves, they're going to do it. 7:35 here on Friday, 1:05 on Saturday, and 1:35 on Sunday. Go out, check out the Braves in the last home stand of the season at SunTrust Park, and it's pretty much getting ready for postseason. This is a young team, and they're ready for sure. Next week, the Braves are on the road, of course, as they travel to New York to take on the Mets for three games, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then they finish out the season against Philadelphia again Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday's game next week is at 3:05 in Philadelphia. So, you know, we got to get behind the Braves as they get ready for the postseason and trying to clinch the National League East Division. It's a big game at the Georgia Dome. Of course, we talked about it on the red carpet with a few of the Falcons players, but the Falcons will be in action at 1 o'clock on Fox against New Orleans. If the Falcons can, of course, keep Drew Brees at a minimum, stopping that running game of the Saints, the Saints' defense has been up and down, to say the least. The Falcons have a great chance to win this game, but you've got some key injuries, some guys who are still going to be out on both sides of the ball for the Falcons, so it's going to be pretty much a close game like it is every year with New Orleans, but the Falcons should still be able to get a win and get the job done. That's your Taylor Made Sports for this week. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I'm Kevin Taylor. Make sure that you check me out again for Taylor Made Tuesdays during the Game Time Sports Program in Seattle, 1420 KYIZ. Or you can check it out on ztwins.com every Tuesday, 5 to 5:30 Eastern, 2 to 2:30 p.m. Pacific. And, you know, we just have a great time with JB and KB. So make sure you just check that out. Also, you can download this program anytime on iTunes. And, you know, hey, you can check me out anytime on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at KevinTaylor98, especially this weekend for sure with everything that's going on sports-related. Never be discouraged, always encouraged. Until the next time, my friends, I'm out. The
future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.